Retired farmer Fernell Betcher says it's been an ongoing debate for years. Invenergy, a Chicago-based company, approached and obtained easements from around 40 county landowners, including Betcher and her son. Yet Betcher says local governments prevented the project from moving forward.
They wrote up new ordinance that will never allow a wind farm into this area because of the setbacks that they put down.
Betcher says ordinances in the towns of Ridgeville and Wilton require any wind farm to be set back a half mile from any home or building. A new bill would prompt more uniformity in regulating wind projects statewide, according to spokesman Tim Lamons with the Public Service Commission.
The authority to cite wind farms will remain within local government. What is added is, and this is where, you know, the PSC would be involved, is the creation of standards that local governments will follow.
Such as how far wind projects should be set back from property or homes. Farmer Lida Lanier of Ridgeville says local communities should have the power to decide that. She says public health and safety are at stake.
The state and the county has to listen to the local people and support the citizens of this state and try not to be swept up by blowing accounts from developers.
Lanier and Betcher say developers claim the wind farm would be an economic boost for the county. Invenergy did not immediately return calls for comment. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.